It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Lawmakers and school administrators have very different ideas about what to do with Wisconsin's next education budget. Coming up, we'll find out what those differences are and ask you to weigh in with your education wish list.
First, last Thursday, President Obama addressed the nation in prime time to announce that he's taking executive action to address illegal immigration in the country. His executive order included increasing border security, making it easier for high-skilled workers to stay in the United States, and blocking the deportation of about 4 million immigrants. The last part of the order has been by far the most controversial.
The president said he was taking action on his own because of Congress's failure to pass a bill. Republicans say he's acting outside of his authority as president. They plan to try to stop the action, maybe with lawsuits, maybe by blocking funding if possible.
We got a reaction from Wisconsin's Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin on Friday. She was supportive of the president's action.
Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson joins us now. Senator Johnson, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Rob. Hello, Veronica. How are you guys doing?
Well, real good. Now, what's your initial response? What was your initial response to the president's executive action on immigration on Thursday?
Well, it's unfortunate that he's acting unilaterally. You know, as you pointed out, the first two measures that he proposed, there's, I think, broad agreement on. Putting additional resources at the border, speeding return of illegal immigrants, focusing on criminals and high-skilled workers. There's a great deal of agreement on that. And, I've done a lot of negotiating in my business career, built a lot of relationships. The way I'd always approach negotiations, I'd spend a lot of time figuring out everything we agreed on first, build a relationship, build a level of trust, and it was a whole lot easier than finding common ground on the areas of disagreement. President Obama, unfortunately, has chosen to start out a relationship with the new Congress by picking a fight, and it's not conducive. It's going to make it more difficult to find the common ground and actually solve this problem, because there's a lot of us that really would. And oh, by the way, he really does not have the constitutional or legal authority to do what he did.
And we've heard from some legal scholars since last Thursday saying probably this is legal. The president has prosecutorial discretion powers. The administration does. So it on a legal ground, it probably would stand up to challenges. You don't buy that?
No, I don't, because prosecutorial discretion is really on a case-by-case basis. And even I've been starting to read some of the analysis of his own legal counsel talks about it has to be on a case-by-case basis. It can't be based on broad criteria. And he's granting discretion based on broad criteria. And again, even put aside the legality of it, the fact is there are plenty of us, I'm one of them, that want to solve this immigration problem. But first and foremost, I think we have to secure our border and we have to enforce our current laws. There ought to be plenty of areas where we can agree on things. Let's do those things first. This is a really bad way to start out the new Congress.
His argument is he's been president 6 years, hasn't seen the bills coming from Congress. So we've got this situation that needs to be dealt with. He's not expecting much better, I guess, from an all-Republican Congress. So he needed to do something.
No, he's just wrong. As a candidate, Candidate Obama said about immigration, he said that I can guarantee immigration is that we'll have in the first year an immigration bill that I strongly support and that I'm promoting. Now, in the first 2 years, President Obama had a filibuster-proof Senate. He totally controlled Washington. He could have passed an immigration solution that he liked. He didn't do that. So I think what that should show people is that President Obama really isn't interested in solving the problem. He wants a political issue. He's using immigration as a political weapon. He's playing with people's lives, and I think it's very unfortunate. I think it's very cynical of him. And again, he could have fixed this problem the first 2 years. He chose not to do so. He should give the new Congress a chance to fix it. But now he's acting unilaterally, and again, I really do not think he's got the constitutional legal authority to do what he's doing.
Is this move really all that dramatic? There are millions of people here undocumented. We don't have the resources to prosecute and deport all of them. The reality is most of the people, probably unless they fell afoul of the police in some way or another, weren't going to be deported. Is this really that big a departure?
It is, because his deferred action on childhood admissions is the basic cause for the flooding of the borders of all these kids out of Central America. So when you create incentives, when you defer action, you send a signal to other immigrants that are willing to come in here illegally. Let's face it, you know, I know he's set up criteria. You've got to be here 5 years. There's going to be a cottage industry set up on forged documents. He says you've got to pay your fair share of taxes. How do you enforce that? So the fact of the matter is, when you deferred action on childhood admissions, it caused a flood. It increased the incentive for illegal immigration, and we got more of it. So his deferred action, even though he says it's not going to apply to new people coming into this country, it will, because you won't be able to control it. So it'll increase the incentive. There will be more illegal immigration, which means we have to double and triple our efforts to finally secure the border.
As part of a Senate Republican majority and head of a very relevant committee in the next session, what kind of laws, looking forward, do you want to try to pass, get together with the House on, and send to the president?
Well, my first priority actually is a border security and enforcement bill, and I will look for common ground, but President Obama just made it more difficult to do that. But I'm going to still focus all my attention to that. On the governmental affairs portion of the committee, that's really having to do with, you know, evaluating governmental regulations, and I think there will be plenty of areas where we can find some common ground on regulations that affect businesses, even in Democrat senator states. And so I really think we've got some pretty good opportunities. I'd love to see a broader type of regulatory reform, something like the RAINS Act, which allows Congress to disapprove of any regulation that has a compliance cost of more than $100 million. But if we can't pass a broader reform, I'm happy to look at individual regulations, more of a rifle shot approach to that. Do whatever we can to really reduce the regulatory burden on the American economy, to try and get a more robust economic growth. That's really how you build a strong middle class, by having good paying jobs.
Well, on immigration, you're saying border security, and I think Democrat supporters of reform are saying, you know, Republicans want to pass border security and that's it. After that, is there a next step for dealing with the issue of the people here already?
Yeah, absolutely. And quite honestly, what I've been talking about, because I think it's true, now, I'm going to look at any problem as a root cause analysis. And if you really want to secure the border, what you should do is be focusing on eliminating the incentives for illegal immigration. President Obama just increased those incentives. But if you really take a look, why do most people come here illegally? It really is to work. And so what you should do is you should have a functioning guest worker program. So you make as much of that immigration legal. If you do that, you dramatically reduce the number of people coming here illegally, and it's a whole lot easier securing the border. So, no, I'm absolutely for a guest worker program. I'm happy to deal with the people that are here that are working in the shadows. We need to take care of that, but you have to secure the border first. Otherwise, you're creating those incentives, and you just exacerbate the problem. You make it worse, and that's what President Obama's action is going to do. He's going to make the problem worse.
Sometimes when people talk guest worker programs, they're talking high-skill jobs, high-tech jobs. Are you also thinking of things like, you know, farm workers?
Absolutely. You know, we've got a lot of migrant workers here working dairy, and from my standpoint, what I'd like to do is I'd like to see states set the quotas. I'd like to see states set the prevailing wages in different industries in their states. You know, I'm opposed to minimum wage laws for the general economy, but I'm not opposed to set prevailing wages for immigration, because you certainly don't want to incentivize employers to depress American wages. So I'm happy to allow the states to set that for their own particular industries and set their own quotas.
So looking ahead again, Republicans in the House and the Senate, a lot of your colleagues have talked about a wide variety of responses in the next year, including trying to cut funding for relevant programs. I mentioned lawsuits earlier. Where do you fall? What do you want to see to try to stop what the president's doing, if anything?
Well, as you're aware, I've had my own lawsuit about President Obama's unlawful regulation regarding special treatment for members of Congress and their staff under Obamacare. So I think that's a legitimate way of challenging this this unconstitutional activity by the president. The other thing we can do now that we have control or majority in the Senate, we can also hopefully pass all 12 appropriation bills. And in each one of those appropriation bills, the actions that President Obama is taking that we don't believe is constitutional, we've got the power of the purse. We can simply defund those specific areas. Again, it's not threatening any kind of shutdowns. It would be very targeted, very focused. But I think that also be an appropriate response on the part of Republican Congress.
All right, Senator Johnson, thanks for joining us again.
Have a great day. And by the way, have a happy Thanksgiving.
And you too. We've been speaking with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson about the president's executive action late last week on immigration.